USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Two GOP presidential candidates have differing views on Donald Trump's involvement in the 2024 race.
Vivek Ramaswamy believes Trump should be pardoned, citing his conviction in the classified document probe.
Reading that indictment and looking at the selective omissions of both fact and law, then I'm even more convinced that a pardon is the right answer here.
Asa Hutchinson, on the other hand, has called on Trump to withdraw from the race and accused Ramaswamy of using a political tactic to gain support.
It is simply wrong for a candidate to use the pardon power of the United States, of the president, in order to curry votes and in order to get an applause line.
Both appeared on CNN's State of the Union 2 days after Trump's federal indictment. I'm John Schaefer.
Trump attorney Alina Haba says she could never imagine Trump accepting a deal in his federal indictment.
Maybe he would just say, I won't run for office and plea out that way. No way. It makes no sense. You plea when you've done something wrong or when you have no shot. We have strong defenses.
Haba, appearing on Fox News Sunday, says a plea is an admission of guilt and Trump did nothing wrong. The Department of Transportation is closely monitoring Sunday's fire and bridge collapse on Interstate 95 near Philadelphia. A truck fire caused the northbound portion of the bridge to collapse and put the southbound portion at risk. Congressman Brendan Boyle, a Democrat who serves constituents in that area, told CNN on Sunday drivers will need to find other routes for the foreseeable future.
Initial projections are that it will take months to rebuild. So what I have urged the White House and Transportation Secretary to do is to immediately release the $100 million that they can do as early as tomorrow.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg offered assistance with recovery and reconstruction. 6ABC in Philadelphia reports the tanker was carrying thousands of gallons of gasoline. This is USA News.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. 800-913-5404 now. I'm here with spokesman for the firm, John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call in.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here with you. We always enjoy answering the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-913-5404.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now to speak with a live agent for free. Call 800-913-5404.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
New York Representative Dan Goldman says the indictment against former President Trump shows he doesn't believe the law applies to him.
He would do anything he could to conceal and maintain possession of highly, highly classified national security information that would jeopardize our national security.
Goldman speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Police are investigating an overnight shooting at a club in Houston, Texas. Authorities said the shooting took place at the Taboo Club in West Houston. Five victims are in stable condition, but one man was in critical condition and underwent surgery. El Nino has arrived, and it could strengthen in the USA later this year.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has declared the arrival of the climate phase that brings higher ocean temperatures near the equator. El Nino occurs about every 2 to 7 years, and it can involve heavier rainfall or droughts to different parts of the world. I'm Dave Collins.
There's a new box office champ, Transformers: Rise of the Beasts, had more than $60 million to edge Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. The Little Mermaid, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and The Boogeyman round out the top five. Novak Djokovic is now the most decorated man in Grand Slam tennis, winning his 23rd such title in Paris on Sunday at the French Open. He passes Rafael Nadal for most Grand Slam titles. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.